Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
BXY Mornings on the number one hit music station, 98 BXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a feeling.
Time for the vibe check this Wednesday morning. What's up, guys? You got Moose, you got Breezy.
We're checking in, baby.
Here we are every day, all day. What's up, Breeze? Who's here this morning?
Got a couple people weighing in. Colleen is here. She says, good morning. How is everybody doing? Vibes are good today. Feeling like it's going to be a great day.
Oh, we love that.
We love that for you, Colleen. Good morning, Breezy and Moose. It's Amy from Soda's checking in. My vibes are going. It's been such a stressful week, and I'm so ready for this month to finally be over. Thank you, God. My son is still with us after his motorcycle accident. Wishing people would really pay attention while driving, spending the day with Romeo, and de-stressing. Have a great day, guys. You too, Amy. So sorry to hear about that. That is horrid. And I understand why your vibes wouldn't be as high.
Right. Glad he's, yes, definitely glad he's still with us, for sure.
Yeah, that's insane. Who else is here? We have our girl Katie weighing in. Katie said, vibes are good, just trucking along. I'm also ready for this month to be over, she says.
October is the equivalent of March. March felt like 3 months combined. March. Do you remember that? I was like, are we still in March?
Right.
That's how October feels. But I'm excited for Halloween on Friday. Costume or no costume,
yeah,
who cares?
What are you doing?
Well, I might go to a friend's house, or I might go to my brother's, you know, where they do the whole fire pit thing in the driveway. Everyone comes over. There's drinks. There's food. I know. I just feel like Friday's going to be more of a chill night. I like that it's on a Friday, too. I don't have to hurry up and run home.
Mm-hmm.
So I might do that. Where are you just going to be, like, packing
yeah.
and you're moving?
Yeah. If anything, we'll go to our friend's house who just had ACL surgery and just, like, watch movies if we get all our stuff done.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we're in good shape. Update on the house. The whole kitchen's unpacked. That's great. We hung the TV.
Oh, you guys got after it yesterday.
The walls are painted.
Did you do all the painting yesterday?
Yes. Okay. Yes, all the painting, the two rooms upstairs.
So does this mean you're spending the night? Is this your first night tonight?
Tonight coming up, yeah. So we'll move the bed today and the couch.
It's exciting, man.
Yeah, I know. So we're ahead of schedule, which is great. I think that has to do with the fact that we moved in before we were allowed, but that's...
That has a lot to do with it.
That's neither here nor there. So yeah, that's what we have going on, that our vibes are good, feeling good. It's just when it comes to moving and packing, like You know when you just have like that pile of like miscellaneous things and you're like, do I just like throw this away or what is this?
Yeah.
I don't know what to do with all of it.
It feels really good to get rid of stuff.
Yeah.
Like yesterday, I went through my closet. I got rid of 12 things that were sitting in there. I was like, going to Goodwill.
Yeah.
And just getting rid of it just feels like at least I'm not throwing it out. Oh, by the way, I made the best chili of my life yesterday.
Why didn't you bring me any?
Oh, I thought of you. Don't you worry. Got some down here.
Did you really?
Oh, yeah.
Shut up.
Because I need you to score it live on the air.
Oh, my God. I would want nothing more.
Guys, I absolutely crushed it.
Cheese on the side. Are you kidding me?
This thing was slow cooking for 7 hours.
What did you end up doing? Because we were all worried about the food safety of the meat. So what did you do?
Oh, so I bought the organic beef.
Okay.
And then I mixed it with regular beef.
Okay. But did you cook it prior or did you just throw it all in? Okay.
No, so I cooked it. I browned it.
Yeah.
I put it in there. 3 different kinds of beans.
Stunning.
And then I chopped up a couple of different onions.
Stunning.
Chunks of tomato. I did 1 can of tomato sauce.
I'm eating this for breakfast in like an hour.
I had the sour cream, the Fritos going. Oh,
so God. I guess you guys can answer this question because I think we were doing this conversation off air.
Yeah, we need to know.
When you make chili, do you have to, and you're making it in a crock pot, do you have to cook the meat prior to popping it in the crock pot? Because we were going back and forth about it because I was like, well, you know, it's going to cook for 6 hours in a slow cooker.
Yeah.
There's no question whether the meat's going to be cooked or not. Obviously, we know that.
Why do you cook it prior?
Because I don't think the raw meat can touch.
But that's going to cook too.
I know. I don't know.
When I throw chicken in the crock pot, it's raw. I just throw it in there.
I know.
Anyways, it came out really good. I was proud of myself.
Let us know, guys. 585-252-9800.
Asking the hard-hitting questions.
We really are.
I don't know. I feel bad about even talking about this right now because talking about chili and then, you know, we have the government shut down and families here in Rochester
people can't even eat,
feeling the impact, especially when it comes to putting food on the table. But we'll tell you what the House of Mercy in Rochester is preparing for because there is an increase in people needing assistance. This we know, but we'll talk about what they're doing and how you can help coming up next on PXY Mornings. PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, welcome back to the show. So with the government shutdown still dragging on, today marks day 29. More and more local families here in Rochester, they're feeling the impact, especially when it comes to putting food on the table. So the House of Mercy in Rochester is preparing for an increase in people needing assistance, because there's a lot of them. The executive director there, Pam Smith, said the organization, they're already seeing more visitors due to rising food prices. Now this, so the House of Mercy, as you know, they rely heavily on donations to stock its food pantry. Mm-hmm. Currently, the food pantry operates one day a week, but House of Mercy mentioned the possibility of needing to open more days just to meet demand. Guests at the House of Mercy, like Daryl Wilcox, are worried about just how the potential increase in visitors could affect the food supply. He says, we're struggling. We don't really have any place to go except for the House of Mercy. And right now, the focus is on a lot of these kids and wondering how they're going to be able to eat. Those interested in donating to the House of Mercy, you can drop off contributions at their location at 285 Ormond Street. Food for assistance. People in need can call 211 or go to mywayfinder.com or visit FoodLink's website. Again, their location is at 285 Ormond Street. You can donate what you're capable of donating.
Yeah.
That's all they're asking is for a little bit.
I think this just comes at a horrible time because of the holidays on the rise. Thanksgiving is, you know, in 3 weeks, Christmas and Hanukkah and all of the big holidays in December will be here. And I mean, one of the biggest parts of celebrating these holidays is food. And if you can't afford food, it adds a huge financial and emotional strain on you and your family. I saw something online yesterday that you can get a Thanksgiving meal for $40 at Aldi. Right. Now I know $40 is $40, but
yeah,
I mean, in regards to the other food options and prices we have around here, it's nothing to wave a stick at.
No. And there's been so many people, too, who have been asking, what does all this mean? Like, what is SNAP? How does all this work? How does this affect people?
If you're asking that question, you're very lucky. You know what I mean?
Right. And the best way that I'm able to break it down, that it makes complete sense, is SNAP, otherwise known as, it's a supplemental nutrition assistance program. It's better known as food stamps. So it helps millions of low-income families. It helps a lot of people here in Rochester buy groceries. Mm-hmm. The Trump administration says because of the ongoing government shutdown, it can't legally keep paying for SNAP once current funding runs out, because the Department of Agriculture, they have a backup fund. It's $5 billion to keep things running temporarily. But the monthly cost of SNAP is $9.2 billion. So that backup fund would only cover a little more than half of what's needed for the month. So then they say, well, SNAP payments are going to be cut off coming this Saturday. Unless Congress or the White House finds new funding, millions of people who rely on SNAP benefits, food stamps, they're going to stop receiving money for food, meaning a lot of kids, they don't know where their next meal is coming from.
Right.
And that's very disheartening. And I know we've been through really tough times before in the city. I'm sure we'll get through this one. But also a huge shout out to all the workers and volunteers at House of Mercy for helping families through this. Again, if you do want to donate, 285 Ormond Street. I'm sure I'll bring some stuff by there today. If we could all do our part, that would be huge.
Yeah.
Coming up on the show, you ever get that feeling someone might be watching you? Someone, even last night, buzzing my apartment. And then circling the block in a black sedan.
It's really weird.
And I can't tell if I have a stalker, because at one point in time I did years back. And it's very triggering.
Oh my God.
But I'm going to break down the turn of events that took place last night, and then maybe you can help me decide. I'll tell you what happened coming up next. I think I may have a stalker.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Stalker, and I may need more proof, but what happened last night was a little concerning.
I'm really nervous for you.
Does anyone ever get the feeling that someone's watching them?
I'm not that aware of my surroundings, so I'm going to say no.
Peaks White Mornings, Moose, Breezy. This is the type of stuff that makes me more angry than nervous, because I feel like my privacy is being violated.
And if you know anything about Moose, he loves his privacy.
I do.
Horrible job for him to be in, truly.
The little privacy that Breezy and I and myself, we do have, it's nice to kind of hold on to that. I appreciate it a little bit more. But last night, something weird took place. I'm in bed, lights off, scrolling my phone. And all of a sudden, my intercom buzzes, which never happens unless I know someone is coming over and I buzz them in. Nobody just randomly stops by my place, especially not after 10 at night.
Right.
So I get out of bed. I look out the window because the entrance to my building is directly below me. I see no one. I don't just whip open the curtains. You know, I peek through them. I'm careful. I see no one. So I'm in bed. 5 minutes go by. My intercom starts to buzz again. It's loud, too. It echoes throughout my apartment. It startled me.
Okay.
Okay. Now I'm like, I'm
now
angry.
You're panicking.
Yeah, I'm a little angry. I get out of bed. I peek through my curtains to see what's happening. And I notice there's this black sedan sitting outside my building. The lights on the car, they're on. The vehicle's running. I can't see who's in it. I sit there for a couple minutes, and it slowly pulls away from the curb and takes off. And I'm like, whoever is in the car, I'm assuming is the same person who probably tried buzzing my intercom. I don't have proof. I can only speculate. So now I'm just standing there staring outside my window when I should be in bed because now I'm paranoid.
Mm-hmm.
Not scared, but, you know, concerned.
Yeah, for sure.
After a little scared.
He's like, I definitely peed my pants.
After a couple of minutes, I see this same car drive by slowly, passing my apartment. Once it gets past my building, it just takes off. And I'm like, what the hell is going on?
With your one eye peeking out the window.
By the way, also, this is all coming right after I missed a couple of phone calls from an unknown number on this past Saturday night.
What?
At 1 a.m. Should I be creeped out or not really? Because it triggered me in a sense because something happened to me years ago. It took place when I was in my early 20s. I was still living with my parents.
Mm-hmm.
This girl who had this really creepy obsession with me was driving by my parents at night. And I caught her doing it. And I called her out on it. And she would flat out lie and gaslight me. I said, you drive
crazy.
Yeah, I'm not crazy. I said, you drive a green Toyota Corolla that is missing its driver's side mirror.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's just missing. That is the same car that drove past my parents both night in a row. That's a coincidence? She left cookies she made on my parents' porch one night.
Maybe this is her. Maybe she's back for vengeance.
No,
it could be.
And I never told.
Did you get a look of who it was?
First of all, I didn't eat the cookies, but when I did get them, I never told my parents about it either. They were out of town, but I didn't want to freak them out.
No, they would have lost it.
So anyways,
now your dad would have lost it.
So, no, my dad would have been like, invite her in. Let's get to know her. And anyways, now I'm asking myself, do I treat it like a coincidence or something I need to start taking seriously?
I think if it continues to happen, I would definitely file a police report.
There's no camera on my intercom.
Not that they're going to do anything. I mean, I've watched too many docs now that they're like, hey, I have a stalker. And they're like, so sorry.
No, you got
not
it.
Not much we can do.
You can't file a police report on just anyone. I need a name. You know what I mean?
That is true.
I don't know who it is, but something weird is going on. And I can't tell if it's a coincidence or not, but with the unknown calls and then my intercom buzzing, I'm like, nah, this is not my preferred lifestyle. This is not how I choose to live.
It's not it.
No, it's not. I'm not at peace. And I'm very protective of my peace.
Yep. And your privacy. Peace and privacy. The two
pee-pees. I love the pee-pee.
Gotta protect the two P's. You know what I mean?
I don't know what to do at this point.
Maybe you said something on air that pissed someone off.
No, who knows?
And then they looked
up
where you live.
You can't look up where I live.
It's not that
tried.
Hard.
I've tried.
You post a lot of selfies. It's not that hard to put that into chat and be like, where's that wall? You know?
I don't know. 585-252-9800. Guys, what do I do from moving forward? Just continue to be scared?
At this point, I think you should probably go get a pistol permit.
I don't own any weapons.
Keep a loaded gun by your bed.
I have a pocket knife and I have a pellet gun.
It's time to get your pistols permit.
It carry around a little fanny pack.
You with a gun. No, I'm terrified.
Yeah, right?
That'd be like me with a gun.
I'm not a violent individual. I don't like confrontation.
No, yeah. I get that. I understand.
I'm all about protecting myself and the ones I love. But I'm not one to just start something with anyone. This is the type of situation where you're disrupting my sleep. Now I'm staring out the window at 10:45 at night looking for who. Who's in this black sedan?
That we just don't know. It's me. I rented a car. I'm like trying to see what you're doing. Off hours.
Moose, I would be freaked out too, but there is a possibility that it could be Uber Eats or DoorDash buzzing the wrong apartment.
No, that is true.
I don't see it that way.
Very true.
I don't see it that way.
No, you want to see it in the most narcissistic way possible. You're like, it has to be for me. You know what I mean? It has to be about me. And that your neighbor's just like trying to order Domino's.
Well, listen, anytime DoorDash or Uber Eats has ever showed up that late, it was typically on a weekend and they left the food outside. Like, this has happened like two or three times where Uber Eats or DoorDash came.
For you or for someone
else? No, for a neighbor. And they left. Remember that time I just took the Pizza Hut because it was there for 3 hours? I'm like, well, it's mine now.
That was crazy.
They leave it outside. I came outside this morning early. There's nothing there.
Interesting. Well, maybe they went and got it. I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know either.
All I know is I think you should contact a film crew. Start a documentary. It's literally your dream.
For it to be a documentary, way more would need to happen and take place.
I've
and I'm not interested in that.
No, no, no. I've watched documentaries where literally nothing happens. So you're good.
Moose, if your intercom doesn't have a camera, you got to install one of those cheap ones from Amazon. You'll sleep better knowing who's down there. Yeah, listen, this took place over the summer. It was July. It was right before the 4th. But the same thing happened, and I actually went down there. Pellet gun in hand, and it was some homeless guy just pressing numbers on the intercom.
Oh, cute.
Yeah.
You're like, can I help you? He's like, yeah, I would love to come upstairs.
You mind if I take a shower?
Mm, yeah.
Moose, this is why you need to get a dog. Nope.
No.
Why?
We're not going to get Moose a dog.
So the next person who leaves cookies for me, the dog can help itself and then run up a $3,000 vet bill.
This person says, get cameras and put in your window pointing down at the cars.
I could. That was my brother's suggestion, too. You know, especially last year when there was those two break-ins.
Uh-huh. I mean, not that really that's going to do anything either, but... All right. We're full of great ideas this morning.
Yeah. I'll let you know with updates. Something weird is going on, and I am going to get to the bottom of it.
Oh, we know you will. We know you will. He's going to make it his life mission.
Are you concerned at all for me? No, you don't seem worried.
No, I'm definitely concerned. That's why I asked you to get your pistol permit and defend yourself. Right to bear arms.
Right. Last time I went to a gun range, I shot the ceiling.
Yeah, maybe we shouldn't. 98PXY.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.